Sunday, June 28, 2020, 3:13 a.m. 3:13, so that makes it about 20 minutes I've been up. Okay. So, sitting in front of the painting, the big painting, I have time to paint on it today. That's 3 days in a row. Okay, so I've also been working on my website, and actually, if you're listening to this, then you found out how to get to that part of the website I've been working on. So I have a regular artist website. I've got a homepage with nothing on it but a picture of me, painted by me, and the about page, so you can actually find out about me. Okay, and my accomplishments in art, and the gallery, and I have four galleries right now. Okay, so some older stuff, next to older stuff, newer stuff, and these other things that have a group all to themselves. and a post page. I'm using WordPress, and so that's. And they got all these little themes and stuff, and a lot of people just, you know, this is like mostly like for blogs and stuff. You can just put stuff down there, and people can find out what you're talking about. So that's what I'm doing. And I also have a contacts page where you can email me or follow me on Twitter, which I'm never on. Well, I'm kind of on it, but not very much. And also Facebook, I think. Or Instagram. And I think it might be Instagram. Anyway, as you can tell, I really don't go on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter that much. I will now and then, mainly find out what people are doing, I guess, at that time. Sometimes you just don't go back and find out their past. You just don't do it. It's just, it's too much. Too much keeping in touch. What I like is when I see somebody in person, I can sit and talk with them, you know, catch up there. And if they're Facebooking a lot, their concern should, you know, if they're putting their concerns on Facebook, they should be able to summarize a lot of stuff up real fast about what's going on in their lives. So Facebook is like having a virtual friend. I don't want thousands of friends. let's see. Oh, anyway, so the website. So what I did was I created a page. Well, what I've been doing is, you know, I've been recording all these. And I recorded a page where people can access all these daily recordings. And so far, I'm doing pretty good about keeping up with posting stuff as it gets produced. And so I've got a page that I'd like people to listen to this stuff. But like I said, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who just don't care. They just don't care. Anyway, it's hard. What's hard to do is not to express myself in my voice, with my voice, as freely as I would like to. My real friends know exactly how freely I like to express my voice. Okay? Be expressive with my voice. Anyway. So I got the page for that. And so then I wanted to also start linking stuff to my website. Of, you know, like I have this YouTube channel with one subscriber, me, and three videos. And so I got that link to my page, just in case somebody wants to look at some of that stuff, you know. It's more like journal type stuff too, you know, like one time when I was doing my walk, this fire department helicopter landed on one of the one of the bars out there on the American River. And I forget which bar it is. It's one associated with a park. That's why I was able to actually see it very, really, really well. Anyway, they have this footbridge going across the river too. And the helicopter was parked a ways away from it, but you could see it. You know, it's right out in the open and everything's kind of cool. And then all the way also down the river. So I was videotaping it as it was taking off. Not videotape, I was recording it videoly. I was video recording it as it was taking off. And so the guys went through a whole routine and they warmed up the helicopter and it lifted off the ground and hovered for a while and then took off. And, you know, the fun part was trying to follow it with the iPhone that I was recording the video with. And so it's kind of cool. I know, probably sounds real boring, huh? let's see. Okay, so the website, yeah. So my idea was to hide it on the website. And, well, when you use WordPress and you use their certain themes, I guess it's just the same with all those themes. When you create a page and publish it, it goes on a menu somewhere on your website for you, automatically. But you have the power to put it somewhere on that menu, okay? And that is, you can have a category and it be the only page in that category, or you can have another category with different categories under them. It's like the gallery part, okay? So when I created these two pages, they came up, and you got to drop them somewhere. And the only place I could think about dropping it was in the post, because that's how you get to them, is through the post. So okay, so I wanted to hide it in a post, but they kept on coming up on these menus. And I tried different ways. I was looking through everything, and then, you know, I searched it on Google, and they gave me some suggestions which didn't work. You know, I thought they might work, but they didn't work. They were always still either inaccessible or still nested somewhere in some other page, under some other page on the menu. And so I, late last night, I found, I Googled again about it, and then I found this... they call them plugins, that you can add to your website, where like another tool that you can just add to your website. And it was like, you know, how you can exclude any page or post from the menu on your website. That's just what I needed. And so... that's how I made the website. And if you're listening to this, like I said, you found a way to get here, and you were even more interested to listen afterwards. Okay, so today's a paint day. Let's get painting. I remembered what I wanted to say too. As far as the weather out there, it is blowing like crazy. Cool air, like a super air conditioner. Whew. It's just hard to believe. Living in Northern California, certain parts of the valley and the Delta and the Sierra foothills, you can have really, really hot days, and then this breeze comes in. They call it the Delta breeze, comes in because it comes over the Delta, Sacramento Delta. But all this is really cool air from the ocean, you know, and, you know, all over, like I said, from the ocean all the way up to the foothills of the Sierra, people experience the Delta breeze, and it's great. It's, you know, if I went outside for a little bit in the dark, and the breeze was just blowing so steadily, you know, and it's cool, it's refreshing, it's like the ocean air almost. It's lacking a lot of the humidity, but it's the coolness is right there. And Northern California, I've heard it said that it's a desert climate, and I can go with that. You know, it's I lived in the desert. I lived in the Mojave, and I've actually gone camping there and backpacking through the Mojave. And yeah, okay, I'll call it that, a desert climate. So just wanted to mention that that there's a Delta breeze out there, and it is blowing like crazy, and it feels good. Okay. Oh, so let me, that's enough of that. Let me get back to painting here, okay? See ya. Okay, jeez. I'm gonna stop painting now for now. It's 4:59. Gotta go do my vitals and take my pills, eat my breakfast. And if it's light, then I gotta let the chickens out. but I'll be back. Gotta paint some more. Now I'm back. Sometimes I don't like the gray because you do lose some color, it seems like. But we'll see. Let me play with that some more. Because it's all about the white. Yeah. Okay. Pause. The taking a break here from painting to talk to you guys, whoever's listening. Probably never ever anybody. Anyway. So one of the hardest things to overcome when you're painting is to get a preconceived idea of what's going to happen. You know, and that seems to be in all aspects about painting. So it's easier just to deal with things as they happen. Okay?